Like Dell's World number 336.
When I was a young boy, there wasn't any internet. There wasn't any World Wide Web. There wasn't any egghead sending you texts saying those are the same thing. You don't have to say internet and World Wide Web. They're the same thing. There weren't any video games when I was a boy. Well, there was Pac-Man. That was a game, I guess. And Asteroids. Wizard of War. Scramble. Defender was a hell of a lot of fun. Those were what we called video games. Did I say we didn't have video games? Because that would have been a mistake. But there is one thing you have now that we didn't have when I was a boy that I wish we did.
Mike Dell's World.
In a world created by Mike Dell, I guess you would call it Mike Dell's World.
Okay, just had to play a bunch of silly stuff there. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. And I was going to rant and rave and carry on all about stuff that happened yesterday, but I didn't. So rather than do that, I actually have a question for you. And maybe you can, maybe you have some experience with this. But for the longest time, I mean, how would I put this? How would I put this? Did you ever in your life have what you would consider an arch enemy, a nemesis, somebody that no matter what is, you know, I guess the closest thing you can be to an arch enemy, I guess. I don't know how else to put it. I've only had a couple of those in my life, and one of them just passed away. And, you know, I feel guilty for feeling happy about that. But not really. You know, if you believe in such things, this guy is definitely going to rot in hell along with Hitler and, you know, you name it, Saddam Hussein. I mean, this guy is right up there with them. He happened to be not as famous. In fact, not famous at all, which is a good thing, but just as evil in my humble opinion, or maybe not so humble opinion. So, you know, I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, and I'm not going to speak specifically about this person, but I got to say, you know, couldn't happen to a better guy. It's terrible. You know, you feel bad in one way for feeling good about it. So all I can say, and I'm just going to make this a pretty quick one, but all I can say is I have a song that every time I've heard this song, it reminds me of this guy. And also, I'm going to say that there are certain airwaves in this local area which are slightly more free. So with that, this is a song from the PodSafe Music Network way back in the day. It's David Eppolito. Anybody want to look him up? He's that guitar guy in Central Park. But this was put out as a PodSafe tune, so I assume that that license is still good. And thanks, David, for donating your music. And I will catch you tomorrow.
He smiles like a Cheshire cat, but that's an innocent disguise. He likes to make you think there's someone real and warm behind those eyes. He smiles like a Cheshire cat until he doesn't get his way. And then his back goes up and his claws come out, and someone's bound to pay. Now you think he'll change. It makes you think you can start again. And every time you find you wind up with a broken heart again. I thought there must be a reason for his ruthlessness, but after searching through his past, I finally found that the truth is this. He's just mean, there's nothing else to say. I used to wonder what had happened to the boy to make him act that way. Like he's a king that everybody falls behind. What did it take to make him so unkind? It took nothing, 'cause he's just mean. He'd sip fine wine while he lets you die of thirst. You always stand in line, 'cause in his mind he's always first. Now he'd treat you fine for a while, but there's no doubt when he's finished using you, he'd chew you up and he'd spit you out. 'Cause he's just me, there's nothing else to say. And there's an awful lot of people walking around like him, just seem to have been born that way. No in between love and hate, it's all a game. He's always looking for somebody else to blame, but the fact is, he's just mean. There's nothing else to say. I used to wonder what had happened to the boy to make him act that way, like